Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Tuesday, January 4th. First, the weather. Look for an increased chance of rain through Wednesday. The high will reach around 80, and the low will dip into the mid-60s. Let's get things started with COVID. Governor Ron DeSantis is urging the federal government to send 30,000 to 40,000 more doses of monoclonal antibody treatments to Florida. The call comes as COVID cases climb to record heights. It also comes amid renewed tension between state and federal officials over the monoclonal treatments. They are given to vulnerable patients after exposure to COVID-19. DeSantis talked about the issue during a visit to Broward Health Medical Center in Fort Lauderdale. Some patients have complained in recent days that the state-run sites offering the treatments for free are not sufficiently stocked. In more COVID news, students and staff at South Florida Catholic schools are now required to wear masks. The Archdiocese of Miami says the requirement will be in place regardless of vaccination status or parental request. Previously, parents could decide whether or not their children should wear a mask. This mask requirement will remain for the first 3 weeks of January, but the Archdiocese says it might lengthen or shorten that time period as needed. In the Florida Keys, repairs are underway on Key West's most famous landmark. 2 people damaged the southernmost point buoy on New Year's Day by setting a fire next to it. The fire scorched the paint and did other damage. Now city workers are repairing it, and the police department is looking for the suspects. For more Keys news, go to flkeysnews.com. In money news, if you've been a patient at a Broward Health Hospital or medical facility, your social security number, financial information, and even the reason you were a patient could have been snatched in a data breach that happened in October. The Department of Justice and FBI were notified that day, but the public announcement just went out. Broward Health runs 5 hospitals, 4 outpatient centers, and 1 urgent care center. The breach also involved employee information. Check your financial institution account statements for unauthorized purchases or withdrawals. And finally, in sports news, the University of Miami football team has a new offensive line coach. Alex Mirabal is a close friend and former Columbus High teammate of new Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal. Mirabal was Oregon's offensive line coach under Cristobal. The highly regarded Mirabal was in Miami when the new head coach was introduced on December 7th and has been immersed in recruiting for the Canes. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.